Studio 360.
Not all of the music you'll hear today on the show is sung by choruses. Edith Piaf has one of the distinctive voices of the 20th century. She became famous as a singer in Nazi-occupied Paris in the 40s. A listener to our show, Bill Mankin, first heard about Piaf in French class.
I was living in Atlanta and was in high school, and had a high school French teacher named Mrs. Like, who was attempting to teach us French. Mrs. Like was this sort of dour-appearing woman with her hair in a bun and glasses and just long, straight dress. Not particularly interesting, at least to us as teenagers. And we were sitting at our little desks, and she pulled out an LP and put it on the turntable and, I guess, announced that she was going to expose us to something extremely wonderful, and began to play us this really weird-sounding woman singing. It was Edith Piaf. I distinctly remember that Mrs. Like started crying. We thought that was the weirdest thing we'd ever seen. And so we rolled our eyes and hit each other under the desks and just had a laugh. That was it. And I forgot all about it and never cared about Edith Piaf, that's for sure. Many years went by. I had occasion to do some international travel, and one evening found myself in Brussels, Belgium, looking for a drink of some sort, and stumbled into this very strange subterranean bar. It was dark, and it took my eyes some time to adjust, and finally I could see this place was full of stuff from World War II. Photos, flags, books, records, you name it. And there was this music in the air coming out of these little tinny-sounding speakers and swirling around with the smoke, and it was Piaf. It was aching and pleading, world-weary, but also kind of sassy, like she had a finger in your face and a defiant clenched fist. It just made me feel like I was in another time. And then I left, and it was like, whoa, I had to catch my breath. It was like I had been shaken and then hurled back out onto the street. It was amazing. Recently, I saw the movie La Vie en Rose, and I've had also in my bookcase a little thin paperback, which is Piaf's own life story that she wrote. It's really short, about heartbreak and very hard living. And for some reason, all the pieces just slotted into place. And this memory of Mrs. Like, my French teacher, came flooding back. And I thought, well, so that's what she was about. That was the point.
Voilà, c'est ça. Allez, riez, Milord. Allez, chantez, Milord.
I react to Piaf on a gut level. Essentially, she's challenging the doubters with everything she sings. You know, in spite of it all, I'm going to strut, I'm going to dance, I shall not be vanquished. She's like this weak little heart fighting to beat its way out of this crushing crowd, and when she does, there's no stopping her, and you just kind of want to raise your fist and cheer. If you don't cry when you listen to Piaf, you're actually not listening. Apparently, Mrs. Like is deceased, but I would say, look, if you happen to notice me in the back of the class that day, you know, rolling my eyes and attempting to ignore you, I apologize. And I appreciate what you were trying to do. Thank you.
That's Bill Mankin, who lives in Atlanta.